Shouldn't New York have the best medical marijuana program in the country?
Yes! Kate Hinz is one of dozens of people who came to the Capitol on the first formal day of the session to lobby for a bill to allow medical marijuana in New York as a treatment for a variety of conditions. Her daughter Morgan has Dravet syndrome, a rare form of epilepsy that is incurable and very difficult to treat with conventional drugs. Hinz says Morgan recently turned 3 years old, but instead of a birthday party, she suffered from 5 seizures that day, despite the fact that she's on 12 different prescription medications and supplements. Morgan cannot speak or walk and has a feeding tube.
I wonder if you have any idea of the pain and suffering my child has faced in her short lifetime. I pray that you are never forced to witness your child or your grandchild seizing hour after hour for sometimes days or weeks, that you never have to watch them turn blue and gasp for air, their tiny bodies contorted and convulsing, because I promise you it is an experience that you will never recover from. Understand that this is our reality, our everyday life.
Some studies have shown that a refined form of medical marijuana can improve the quality of life for children with Dravet syndrome. Governor Cuomo, in his State of the State message, said he'd revive a 1980 statute. It would permit limited use of medical marijuana to patients with diseases like cancer and glaucoma. Assemblyman Richard Godfrey, the sponsor of a wider medical marijuana bill in the Assembly, says the governor's plan would not help children like Morgan, though, because it would not permit specialized strains of cannabis to be used.
The product that is available under the 1980 law is basically garden variety dried leaves. And the Dravet syndrome children, babies, need the extracted oil of one very specific strain of marijuana that, for example, has no THC.
Under the provisions of the 1980 law, Gottfried says, hospitals that might administer the drug can obtain it only from a federal growing program, which is now defunct, or from police drug busts.
The police aren't seizing that kind of marijuana. Nobody would want to buy that kind of marijuana unless you're using it for medical purposes. So the 1980 law, the main thing missing from it is state-of-the-art production.
Gottfried, who is chair of the Assembly Health Committee, says the bill will be voted on in the committee Tuesday, and he expects it to pass. Its future in the state Senate is not as certain. Senate sponsor Senator Dianne Savino says while there's significant support, no one party holds a majority of yes votes on the issue, and advocates still need to build momentum. Savino is a member of the Independent Democratic Conference, which runs the Senate in a coalition with the Republicans. Both factions need to agree in order to put any bill up for a vote.
The bill's not ready. When the bill is ready, it will come to the floor.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who calls Cuomo's plan to offer limited medical marijuana a foot in the door, says some lawmakers may now want to wait and see, though, how the governor's program works before they may want to act on any new legislation.
They'll say, let's see how this works, who it impacts, who it doesn't impact, what accessibility there is, what the needs are, and go from there.
But Silver concedes that further legislation is probably necessary. The patient advocates say Governor Cuomo's aides told them the governor would consider the expanded medical marijuana bill if it were passed by both houses of the legislature and came to his desk. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.